and welcome to Daily Musings. I'm back. It's been a little while. We wanted to take a little bit of a break. But yeah, it's September. It's the start of the school year. My kid is going to preschool right away. We're getting everything all ready for that. If I look a little tired, it might be for that reason. So I just figured it's time to get back into the swing of things. I've been bursting with ideas and things that I wanted to share with you. And I did a whole bunch of stuff this summer. So I would love to just share that with you, what I've been up to the last few months, and maybe encourage you to do a little bit of reflection yourself. So the big thing that I did this summer is I filmed a music video, and it was really random. It came about spontaneously. I ended up traveling to Vancouver and working with some really cool people, one of which she was a good friend of mine. And it was just this lovely little serendipitous thing. It wasn't a premeditated thing. It wasn't like I was thinking like for months about making a music video or something like that. It was sort of just, we had a conversation and one thing led to another. And then a couple of weeks later, I was going to Vancouver to film. So yeah, so that was fun. It was really grueling. We had perfect weather though. I got to run barefoot on the beach a whole bunch. It was a good time. So ideally I'll have a music video to share with you at some point this year. But we'll see how that goes. So, fun creative projects were had. Travel, it was so, it was so luxurious to just be able to go on a plane and go somewhere, and you still had to be careful. But at that time, both where I live and Vancouver had really low case counts, and things have since, we're in like a fourth wave now. So, travel's not really feeling too great right now, but at least when we went, it wasn't so bad. And getting double vaccinated definitely makes a difference. They're even talking about in my neck of the woods, getting a third booster vaccination at this point. So we'll see how that plays out. But those are some of the things that I was up to this summer. That was like the big deal thing. Something that came out of that actually was the, I feel like I'm like slapping my knees a lot, like we're having a hoedown or something. You can't see that. But one thing I was thinking that came out of this randomly was a new creative project that I've been working on, perhaps foolishly. It doesn't really make sense for me to take on more creative projects. I'm already kind of, like tapped out in that department. There's a lot I'm doing. I don't have enough time to do all the things that I want to do, but there it is. I'm not going to share details about it yet, but, it is in related to film and related to people that I've seen and met in Vancouver. So that was one thing. I have a garden, so I've been spending the summer gardening, sort of, you know, neglecting it a little bit, but getting a good bounty. Maybe I'll do a video where I can take you guys in my garden and show you what's been going on there. It's been pretty fun. I've been grocery shopping in my garden lately and I'm slapping the knees again. You know, one thing that maybe I'll talk about in a future video, but I'm embarrassed to share with you. And I figured, you know what, just, you know, you guys are nice people. This is like a nice non-judgmental space. Said no one ever about YouTube. But I'm 27 days into quitting smoking. So that's a good thing. That's a challenge. Backstory there is I used to smoke when I was a lot younger and I quit for a really long time. And a couple years ago, I sort of stupidly picked it back up again. It was a little bit of an on again, off again relationship. And then it kind of just started tipping more and more and it became more and more chronic. And then I just had to stop. So again, quitting once is not fun. Quitting a second time, or as it feels more accurate to say, like a dozen times in the last 6 months. Very not fun, but very important. It's been a rough couple of years, but I feel kind of silly saying that because who hasn't it been a rough couple of years for with COVID? So anyway, that's a thing that I've been doing this summer and that sucks. But it's good. It's good. It's good pain. I'm not a slave. So that's, working on that. So I've been reading books. I always do that. I've been reading The Economist. I always do that. I created a course. So I made a course for piano teachers. Just something pretty simple. I'm not sure how many piano teachers exist in my audience, but I just figured I was feeling it. I just wanted to do it. Sometimes I create courses because I get asked a lot of questions about a certain thing. And sometimes I just have the inspiration to do a course. So I did that. That was a lot of work. And yeah, I pretty much, like, aside from hanging out with family, doing a lot of extroverted things because, yeah, I don't know how it's been in your neck of the woods, but over the summer, we had a pretty good break from COVID. Our daily cases were really low. We were able to reconnect with family members that we hadn't seen in a really long time, like 2 years. And yeah, just go to the lake, And recently I got to go on a creative work vacation. So this is something I'd actually recommend to all of you if you're able, because it's a thing that you can kind of do during COVID anyway, but just if you can clear a few days and maybe go to a different city. I just went to the local city, so I didn't go anywhere far. It was a pretty short drive. And I just got a hotel and I spent my entire vacation working on a creative project. But what that translated to is eating really good food, bouncing around from different restaurants, drinking good coffee, bouncing around to different cafes, and, you know, having good beer, bouncing around to different pubs, and watching bad movies on hotel TV, which is always a good time. And, yeah, that was pretty much, but it felt like vacations, I feel like sometimes you just want to do nothing, but this was very much not the spirit of what I was feeling. I didn't want to do nothing. I wanted to do something radically different from my daily life. So going to a different city and staying at a hotel, already different from my daily life, already has a quality of specialness about it. But having like very specific creative goals tied into that made the vacation actually feel pretty meaningful. And I got quite a bit done. So that was another fun thing. But that's my summer. That's what I've been up to. So thanks for hanging out and hearing what I have to say. One thing that I would really recommend to you, I do this on a quarterly basis, but I would just go through your, I don't know if you take any notes about, like I do weekly reviews where I make notes of all the things that I was working on and doing and the things that I didn't do. I journal also. So every quarter or so, so around the turn of the seasons, I'll go through my journal, I'll go through my weekly notes, and basically make a list. It doesn't matter if it's like a minor thing or a major thing. So for example, like growing a garden is a pretty medium thing. It's not like a big deal or anything, but it's like filming a music video is a really big deal. There's certain things like visiting with my family, maybe that's a little smaller, but like everything that had any kind of impact or relevance, I would put on this list for the last 3 months. Because it can be really nice to reflect on what you've been spending your time doing. Because there's always going to be something. Even if you felt like you were super unproductive, well, did you have a lot of high quality interactions with your friends or family? And if you really can't find anything, then it's useful to use that as a way to think about, okay, I'm going to be more deliberate about the last 4 months of the year, September through December. Maybe I don't have a strong memory of the highlight reel of the summer, but for the fall, and leading into winter, these are the three big things that I want to do. But I often find that the act of reflecting on the previous quarter to be really illuminating. It makes me realize, wow, a lot happened. There was a lot of ups and downs and intrigue. It just gives you, it's a nice way to get perspective and to also get you excited about some of the things that you could be doing in the next few months. So what I would recommend you do, just make a list. What did you do this summer? Big and small. It could be vacation, social. It doesn't have to be work related. It could be in your personal life as well. So then once you've done that list, you can make a list of, maybe even just keep this so simple. If you were to do nothing else but like three big things in the upcoming quarter, what would they be? Like three big accomplishments. Because I think we can get overwhelmed with plans like, ooh, I want to, I don't know, like cook healthier food and lose weight. And then all of a sudden we have like a million things on our list. And then we kind of just combust and do nothing at all. But I think if you pick three main things, like if nothing else happened, if I dropped the ball in like every other area of life, these are like the three things that I'd love to move forward in the next quarter. I think that can be really illuminating, especially if you paste those three things broadcasted on your, like, I'm just looking over in my kitchen. I have some papers taped to the walls, and that's where I put stuff like that. So just somewhere where you're going to see it. Maybe it's like your computer desktop or something, to stay focused on those three big things that are really going to move the needle forward in your life. But that's it for me today. So I will catch up with you tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of the things that have been on my mind the last little while. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.